KNBR 68, that is Air Supply, and you're every woman in the world to me. It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, 8:07 Sunday morning in San Francisco, and a very special Sunday. It's our annual Bridge to Bridge run today, sponsored by KNBR and City Sports Magazine, and it's a perfect day for it. After the rains of Friday that flushed out the atmosphere, it's not really chilly this morning, but it is rather brisk, an ideal morning for running. And Carter B. Smith is at the starting gate. Carter, how's it down there?
It's fine, Jeff. People are starting to arrive by the dozens every minute. Of course, we're about an hour away from the starting time. Pre-registration, people are lining up. The line is five or six deep. If you're driving to the race, you shouldn't find any trouble. Here's another one of the celebrated runners of our time.
One of the biggest questions, Jeff.
Talk right into my chest.
Yeah, one of the biggest questions that's asked, Jeff, is where are the potties?
No, don't listen to him, Jeff, because you wouldn't know where the potties are unless you were at the station, and I believe you know where they are there. Is that right? Over.
Well, I've never used them here, but I understand they're down the hall. Over.
Well, anyway, the sun is reflecting off the telephone building and the Hyatt Regency. Shall we wake everybody up in the Hyatt Regency? Everybody wake up. No, we don't want to wake everybody up, Jeff. Back to you.
Okay, Carter, we'll stay in touch. 8 after 8, and here's Ann Murray.
People smile and tell me I'm the lucky one.
8:27 now at KNBR, and let's check back in with Carter B. Smith. Carter, over.
Okay, Jeff, down here at the starting line, actually you're across the street from the starting line. We're at the Hyatt Regency Plaza area, and people are coming in literally by the hundreds now. There's a large crowd moving into the area. We're about a half an hour from the start, and Mike Clary is doing his stand-up work right here and telling people where the potty is. That's his big job, and everything is copacetic here. Over.
Okay, Carter, we'll check in with you as we get closer to race time.
It's a California weekend. Take us along for the ride.
22 minutes before 9 o'clock on this Sunday morning. Jeff Rollins with you, and it's a Bridge to Bridge run Sunday morning. And Mike Clary is now out at the starting line, and Mike has just completed his annual lecture on where to go to potty. Mike, what do you see?
They packed this plaza area.
They've packed the plaza area. Over.
We have packed the plaza area. Hold on a second.
I'd say there's at least 20 people here. At least.
That's Carter's great ability to count. I don't know how he came up with that amount. But the amazing thing is we've been having some fun on the microphone, Jeff, to finding out various parts of the world that the runners are from. And we have runners today visiting us in San Francisco from Sweden, and from Marrakesh, Morocco. From we have a couple of South American runners from, did I mention Sweden? And then, of course, many of the states are represented.
What are some of the states that some of the runners are from, Mike? Over.
Some people from South Carolina here today, and from Montana, and I believe a couple of people have checked in already with me from Iowa.
All righty, we'll check with you guys getting ready to start 21 minutes from now, and we'll be in with you at that time. This bridge-to-bridge run, something of this magnitude, you can't do all by yourself, and KNBR and City Sports Magazine, we have so many people to thank for it, including the San Francisco Police Department, the Golden Gate Chapter of the American Red Cross, and the San Francisco Department of Public Health. Many thanks to you folks for just an awful lot of help all along the way as we put this together. And Mike Clary is out at the race course starting line, and Michael has found some music in the streets. Mike?
Well, I found some music, and I don't know whether you can hear it behind. Oh, in fact, it's ahead of me, and it keeps getting further ahead, and I keep getting pushed back. Right now, the contingent of runners are headed toward the Embarcadero, where we're going to start this affair in just about 10 minutes. And the Dunvegan Pipe Band was nice enough to lead us across. I tell you, if you're going to be in a traffic jam, it might as well be in a traffic jam of runners. Just nice, casual, comfortable people who are just about ready to set out on an 8-mile run, Jeff.
All right, Mike, we'll be checking in soon with you. And, the race begins in just 11 minutes from now at 9 o'clock. Still, just a few moments left to sign up if you have not done so yet. Late registration still going on at Embarcadero Plaza for the Bridge to Bridge run. This is the Atlanta Rhythm Section on KNBR and Alien. And today is the running of the Bridge to Bridge run here in San Francisco. And let's go now to our correspondents in the field. In fact, participants in that very race. First to Carter B. Smith. Carter?
All right, Jeff. It's the sea of humanity here along the Embarcadero as we're running along at a little less than top speed. The pack has yet to really get apart here. We're still in a tight knot, but the first runners are probably passing your vantage point. We have some of the fastest runners in the world here in this run, and as you can hear, everybody at this league is having a good time chatting. And how are you today?
You're talking to yourself.
No, I'm not talking. Well, I may be talking to myself, as a matter of fact. Over to you, Mike Cleary.
Thank you, Carter. I don't know whether I'm ahead of you or behind you, but we're still a distance away from the station, so we can't really look up and wave at you, Jeff. Just as Carter mentioned, the crowd's beginning to unravel, and we're getting a little space in between ourselves, and some nice people. They're just kind of getting used to who they're running around and close to, and I think next report, I will be dead.
Okay, Mike and Carter, thank you. We'll check back with them in just a few moments, but the race is indeed officially underway, and from our vantage point here at the bottom of Bay Street at the Embarcadero, we're anxiously awaiting the first runners to come around the bend. So the Bridge to Bridge run has begun.
KNBR San Francisco.
KNBR 68, and that is Bill Conti, the theme from Rocky, going to fly now at 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. And I'm telling you, they are flying, folks. Downtown, as I look out across the Embarcadero, I have never in my life seen anything like this. I've been to the Running of the Bulls in Pamplona. I've been to Bastille Day in Paris, France. Nothing like this, folks. This is incredible. The Bridge to Bridge run is definitely underway. Thousands and thousands of people running through the streets of San Francisco. Mike Cleary and Carter B. Smith are out amongst the pack. Mike is running behind a guy who's got a T-shirt on that says, "Please let there be someone behind me to read this." Mike, what's it look like to you?
I can safely say I'm still behind him to read it. Jeff, I can wave at you. We're just passing the studio window and kind of have a neatly organized running team of my brother Kevin and Nancy Lewis and Denise Basso and Sherry Ford. And they're here primarily to kind of, I guess, hold some of this equipment that we're carrying in the run. There's a lot of room, except that, as you know from looking out the window, it really is just a sea of humanity passing by. And I have a feeling there's an awful lot of people behind me.
I can verify that, Michael.
There certainly are a lot of people behind you. Let's check in with Carter B. Carter, where are you?
I'm one of the people behind Michael by a few feet. I'm passing the front of the building, too. I'm running with my friend, Dr. Jean Pouteau of Marin County, my running partner. We're going along in a very sedate, very civilized fashion. And everybody is laughing and having a good time, Jeff. Over.
Well, as I say, I've seen a lot of different things in my short life, and this is one of the biggies. I've never seen anything quite like this, the Bridge to Bridge run, and we will be back to you guys in just a bit. KNBR 68, and as I look out and watch the runners run by, in fact, they're all gone now. They're on moving on toward the Golden Gate Bridge and the Marina Green for the celebration afterwards. I'm amazed, Mike Cleary, at the pace that you guys run. Is that a pretty normal pace for a run?
First, I'm going to check. Are you reading me okay? Because you're kind of staticky. Am I all right and clear?
I'm reading you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay, right now, we're running through Fisherman's Wharf, and it's a pretty good clip, and I've got three Stanford students here, Chrissy and Amy and Chris. And there are three or four that came out here to run. Amy, have you run 8 miles before?
No, I ran Bay of Breakers at the farthest.
Well, you're going to be able to do this one. We've got a pretty good pace. Are you enjoying it? This is Chris.
Dear. Oh, I love it. It's great.
And I'm finding out all of the secrets about their football team. But they're devoted Stanford people. And Chrissy is off to the side by the curb. Chrissy, how do you feel about the run?
I'm pretty good. I just hope I make it.
Oh, they'll make it. They're nice people. In fact, that's basically the general temper out here. It's just a kind of an easygoing and fun-loving group. The pace, as you asked, Jeff, obviously we're not running like the ones that are way up ahead, probably at the finish line already. It's just it's a good little crisp cruise, and I don't know how it looks from the station, but if you tell us we look good, we'll accept it and believe it.
Well, you guys
look absolutely wonderful. And let's, before we go back to music, let's go to Carter B. Smith. Carter?
Hey, Jeff, I'm about in the same area. Leave it to Clary to talk to a bunch of Stanford co-eds. Thinly disguised as Stanford repertorial information for the women. That's why he's out here. All the lines about how wonderful it is, how nice everybody is. He's just out here for women, Jeff.
Okay, Carter, you're breaking up a little bit. So we'll check back with you guys in just a bit as the bridge-to-bridge run continues. 9:25 now at KNBR 68. And Mike Clary, you're just about, I would say, about at the four-mile mark now. How do you feel?
Well, I feel okay, and everybody around me, I'm sure, does. I'm glad you waited an extra minute to call me because we just finished the hill, and you have heard some real heavy breathing. Right now, we're popping on down to the Marina Green, and everything looks fine. I've been talking to my running partner, Nancy Lewis, who expressed kind of a great thought, and that was everybody out here is just having their own great time. It looks like a lot of people, but in that pack are 8,000 individuals who are all kind of just competing with themselves, happy to do whatever their own personal goal is and hope to accomplish it. And the people around us busy chatting and talking back and forth and giving a high sign and doing a little clapping. Here's a, well, I was going to try to spot somebody, but we're going downhill. And I think if I thrust this walkie-talkie into their face, it'll scare the daylights out of them. Excuse me, where are you from? Where are you from? Yeah.
I'm from Virginia originally.
No, I mean out here in the Bay Area. San Mateo. Okay, is San Mateo running? You feel good?
Yeah.
All right, she feels good. No problem making the run?
No problem so far.
No problem so far for her. To you, Jeff.
Okay, Carter B., I understand that the Marina Green is decked out in all of its spectacle today. Have you passed by Marina Green yet, Carter B. Smith?
Looking at it right now, everybody's well prepared to receive us when we get there. I think we should thank the San Francisco Police Department, the San Francisco Amateur Radio Club, for all their help in this. I just got over the top of the hill, so I'm kind of pooped, Jeff. Over.
Okay, we'll get back to you in a bit, Carter. 9:28. Can you guess which of those two guys is the oldest? Or who has run the longest? KNBR 68, that is Pablo Cruz, and it's a cool kind of love at 9:30 on this Sunday morning. Have some more race results now. After 6 miles, it looks like an upset is in the making. Duncan McDonald, of course, won it last year, the bridge-to-bridge run. And he is currently now in second place. Domenico Lubadwiz, who was in second, is now overtaken Duncan McDonald. Domenico leads the race, and his brother Miguel is now in third place. That's after 6 miles of this 8-mile course. And still, Eileen Claugus is the leading woman after 6 miles.
This is Gary Heim with Weekend Sports.
KNBR 68, the Doobie Brothers. And What a Fool Believes at 23 before 10 o'clock. And we're just about, I tell you what, I'm still checking with the radio club here. And we're within the last couple of minutes of the bridge-to-bridge run. And it's a very tight race between Domingo Lubadwiz and Duncan McDonald. Carter B. Smith is out on the course. Carter, you say you just saw the winner cross the line. Do you know who it is? Over.
Hey, look, I don't know. I don't know who it is. I kind of said it was Davey Rosenberg, but I don't think that's right, Jeff. Yes, there's about five of the male finishers have already crossed the finish line. Here comes another one. They're just running machines. To give you some idea, these people are finishing, and we have not really gone halfway yet. So that's the way it goes. Some people run fast, others don't. Over.
Okay, Carter.
I'll tell you what, I'll try to get some information on the winner, and we'll get back to that in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Julie Amato for White Westinghouse.
21 before 10 o'clock. Now, we do have a winner in the bridge-to-bridge run, and it is somewhat of an upset. Mike Clary, you want to tell us about it?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jeff, I'm going to let you handle the last name again. But Domingo
Lubadwiz.
Please repeat for me.
Domingo Lubadwiz.
Mango Labadwiz, and just a very speedy guy sailed past us, and with no opportunity to catch him was Duncan McDonald, of course, who won last year. And it was exciting. I mean, it's just a great thrill to be in a crowd of 8,000 people and watch these very special athletes roar past you and complete the route in what will probably be just when we're halfway out.
Okay, Mike, very good. And it was Domingo Labadwiz, and he is the upset winner this year in the Bridge to Bridge run.